coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Presented by Subaru Canada. We are your national radio motorsport authority. The Raceline Radio Network, Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline Master Control. Vic Pelletin returns to run the network for us this week. Yet another Night of Champions coming up as we reconnect with a couple more Canadian drivers who scored titles this year. Danny Morad talks about the IMSA Challenge Cup he won after bagging the Canadian Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup. Danny also gives us the scoop of an all-Canadian driver lineup for the 24 Hours of Daytona. A little further down the development ladder, Matt Garwood details his 2016 Formula V Challenge Cup and what his future plans are. Martin Truex Jr. tells us why his little underdog cup team has been powerful in the chase. And we get to more of your entries in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize pack. In the race wrap, the rain-delayed NASCAR chase at Charlotte to Jimmy Johnson. Rosberg number one in Japan to bring the title a little closer. Newgarden's the new guy at Penske, while Ganassi goes with Honda Power again. So for race fans across Canada and more than several U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Eric Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, with Raceline Race Wrap, with the results and all kinds of good stuff. NASCAR Sprint Cup starts us off, fourth race of the chase for the championship at Charlotte. Opener of the round of 12 pushed ahead to Sunday because of Hurricane Matthew's meteorological mess. Dominant car and pit mistakes purged, it would seem. Jimmy Johnson takes his first win in the chase, third of the season, to advance to the round of 8 automatically. Matt Kenseth finished second at Charlotte. Casey Kane third in a wreck-filled affair. Points into race number 5 at Casey. Bottom 4 in the points at the moment. Dillon, Elliott, Logano, and Harvick, who actually had the pole at Charlotte. Cup clippings with a pair of chase wins so far. Martin Truex Jr., Furniture Road, Toyota Bunch, led by Canadian crew chief Cole Pearn, are the guys to catch in the playoff. Why so good, Martin?
I mean, it's just clicking. I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like all season long we've been the same team. You know, I guess right now it's just our time. I mean, you know, I think that the biggest thing is we kept our heads in the game. We stayed focused on the things that truly matter. When all that bad luck went away, here we are. So, I mean, things are clicking right now. We've got confidence. We've got momentum. And
Truex was 13th at Charlotte. A little momentum lost there. Caught up in a crash that he admits he caused. Oh, hear this. The point system could be changing again. One of the things we're looking at is the first 26 races. The guy leading the points at the end of, the regular season before the chase begins. Some kind of an award there. Not sure about that one. What do you think? Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. NASCAR Xfinity Series at Charlotte also rained ahead. Joey Logano wins that. Long day after running the cup race. Same day. Formula One Grand Prix of Japan at Suzuka. For the fourth time this season, defending champ Lewis Hamilton. A terrible, terrible start. Spinning his tires when the lights went out. Not playing the faulty equipment card or sabotage. My fault, Lewis admitted on the radio. Okay. It gave Mercedes teammate, though, and points rival Nico Rosberg complete control of the race for his 9th win of the season. Hamilton battled back from 8th but could not get around Max Verstappen at the end, and he wound up 3rd. Mercedes is protesting of Verstappen's defensive driving. Whatever. So into the U.S. Grand Prix at Texas with a 33-point advantage and only 4 races to go. Rosberg has one hand on that championship trophy, remembering Nico won the last 3 runs of the season last year at the same tracks, Mexico, Brazil, and the closer at Abu Dhabi. Rosberg can win this even if he finishes 2nd to Hamilton over the remaining 4, even a 3rd in one of them. And Mercedes has now clinched officially their 3rd straight constructors title. That, of course, never in doubt. F1 file, engine okay in Japan, but Mercedes reports a failed bearing on the crankshaft caused Lewis Hamilton's engine to grenade while leading the Malaysian Grand Prix. Hamilton bleating, someone was deliberately sabotaging his motors to stop him from winning a 4th championship. Even refused to talk to the media after qualifying in Japan. The lad is losing, and he's cranky. Naughty, naughty. IndyCar, as predicted by many former Raceline Radio guest Joseph Newgarden, new man at Team Penske, departing Ed Carpenter Racing. Joseph is pumped, and why not? Penske is still the top team in the series.
Really excited to be, you know, here and hopefully add some more value to the group, which is going to be hard to do. They've got a lot of amazing people here, you know, whether it's the managers, the ownership, sponsors.
Newgarden will guest with us next week. Joe is not necessarily replacing Juan Montoya. He's been offered a part-time gig with Penske, the Indy 500, etc. Juan may choose to leave himself if he can land a full-time ride with somebody else. An official now, as anticipated, Chip Ganassi, Scott Dixon and company, switching back to Honda Power next year. Other movements, or maybe not, Indianapolis 500 winner, top rookie Alex Rossi staying with Andretti and Brian Herta's satellite team. Meanwhile, Canada's James Hinchcliffe still very much hanging in there on Dancing with the Stars, huh? His quick step with partner Sharna Burgess scored very high, although the ridiculous popularity contest voting aspect of this thing had him in jeopardy for a while. It is not a popularity contest. It is a dance contest, but ABC doesn't care as long as it has ratings. NHRA drag racing off week in their shootout, points after three rounds. Antron Brown leading Doug Kalita by 77 in Top Fuel. Ron Capps leading Tommy Johnson by 24 in Funny Car. Jason Lyne leading Greg Anderson by 45, that of course in Pro Stock. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. A very successful contest last year, our Sportsnet 590 The Fan Toronto co-flagship once again offering up another Subaru VIP experience. To join us at the CRC Rally of the Tall Pines, it's your chance to win a couple of tickets to the Canadian and North American Rally penultimate round, November 25 and 26. Two nights accommodation, return ground transport from Toronto to Bancroft, plus a ride in a Subaru Rally Team Canada WRX STI. How cool is that? Enter for your chance to win in the fan club only at sportsnet.ca/590. Super Dirt Week 2016 on their new home, or at their new home, actually, Oswego, New York, home of the Super Modifieds. Clay laid down on top of the asphalt. It, too, rained ahead to one day. Track conditions were not good in this thing, boys and girls, but the big block winner turns out to be Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Stuart Friesen, third in a row, fifth of his career. New track, lousy track. Didn't matter. 358 modified winner, the sportsman winner. No reports in as of yet. We'll pass those along if we have them before we leave the air. Faces in the pits. Oh, boy. Factory BMW driver Lucas Luhr arrested for public indecency for urinating outside a gas station after the IMSA banquet at Road Atlanta. What? Well, cops got a call around 2 a.m. that some guy was urinating near the gas pumps. Luhr, the all-time leader in American Le Mans Series wins, admitted to consuming, as he said, numerous beers. Cops report the suspect was unable to keep his balance and smelled of alcohol. Luhr arrested and charged with public indecency, or lewdness if you want. He was released on a $600 bond. Canadian Junior Open Wheel Racing Team, exclusive Autosport. They're out of Saskatoon, naming their driver trio for next season for USF 2000. 20-year-old Jordan Lloyd of Toowoomba, Queensland, Australia. Yeah, that's right. That's Will Power's hometown. He won the Australian F4 Championship in 2015, along with 16-year-old Trenton Estep of San Antonio, Texas, who won the F1600 Super Series title, plus Rookie of the Year honors in the Quebec-based Formula Tour 1600 Series. And yes, one Canadian, Jason Clooney, the veteran, 47 years old, from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. And the Race of Champions, The Rock as it's known, is heading to the U.S. for the first time in its history at Miami Marlins Baseball Stadium in Florida, January 21st and 22nd of next year. The Rock brings together some of the world's greatest drivers and cars akin to dune buggies on a motocross-style stadium track. Guys like F1 champ Sebastian Vettel, IndyCar's Ryan Hunter Ray and Will Power, and NASCAR's Kurt Busch have churned in this international showcase. You know what? It sounds almost like a ready-made Olympic event to me. Well, don't laugh, because auto racing was actually an Olympic sport way back in 1900. It was an unofficial goal for that year's World's Fair. The events included cars with as many as a driver and six passengers. Sounds like a bus, and included even touring cars, taxi cabs, delivery vans, and small trucks. And that's all for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Questions, opinions, comments, always invited. Share thoughts and opinions with the fellow gearheads across the network, because that could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. We get to your emails, entries, and comments in a few shakes. All right, Lisa, let's do the pit stop. Coming up, 2016 Formula V Challenge Cup champ Matt Garwood. A little later, IMSA Porsche Challenge Cup champion Daniel Morad. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Johnson, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas in your ears. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. when you have a chance. Okay, you can also follow us on Twitter if you dare at ET Raceline. This Formula 1200 Formula V standout had some pretty specific goals in mind this year, and he delivered. So he writes another coast-to-coast interview on Raceline Radio. Oh yes, pleased to welcome back Elmvale's Matt Garwood on Raceline Radio. Matt, one of your goals this year was to win as many races as you could and to successfully defend the Challenge Cup Series championship. Mission accomplished on both counts, right?
We did win seven races this summer, five being in the States and two being in Canada. So that was fantastic. It was a huge goal for us this year, and we made that happen. And winning the Challenge Cup Series championship yet again in 2016 was another one of our goals. It was tougher this year as we had more competition, more cars. Right. We had on average about 20 to 25 cars a race, so which is a great sized field. So we're very happy that we could pull it out at the end of the season and get another championship win.
2016 FE Challenge Cup Series champion, F1200 championship runner-up, Matt Garwood on Raceline Radio. You clinched the Challenge Cup at Watkins Glen. Nice storied facility to do that on, huh?
It is, yes. It's amazing to go there to get to see the history, just being in the town, just to see how much racing is important for their community. No, it's an amazing racetrack. I'd been there a couple times before, so it was great to get to go back and end our Challenge Cup Series season with the big trophy and also at an amazing racetrack like Watkins Glen.
Yeah, the win at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Motorsport, though. I mean, that your home track was that the high water mark of your year, Matt? I mean, you've been trying to do that for a number of years now, right?
That is true, yes. So for about 5 years now, we've been aiming for a win at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, which is, you know, undoubtedly my favorite racetrack, my home track, and
sure.
It's a special place to me. It's almost like a second home.
This is Matt Garwood, 2016 FE Challenge Cup Series champ, F1200 championship runner-up on Raceline Radio. Stayed near the top of cup points all year, Matt. I mean, I'm seeing wins, I'm seeing seconds, I'm seeing thirds. That's consistency, Mr. Garwood. Lots of drivers want it. It's another thing to achieve it. What is your secret?
My secret is definitely a well-built race car by Valis Motorsport. They take care of me very well, and they always give me the best equipment to be able to go out on track. And, you know, even if we're not having the best day, we do finish the race and we do collect the points, and that's important. We were going for a full season of every race being a podium. We almost made it. 10 out of our 11 Challenge Cup races were on the podium, with one race having a mechanical failure, you know, something that we had been aiming for this past year, and we definitely achieved that.
Now, you finished runner-up in the F1200 series with that finale at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, but you take away the Valis Cup for achieving the most points during the final weekend. You've been trying to bag that thing for a while, too, right?
That's true, yes. So the team and Bill Valis, who takes care of my car and makes sure I always have the best equipment, it's a cup that was implemented many years ago in honor of him. So many drivers that have made their way through the Formula 1200 series have won this cup. Many of our champions have won this cup. Mm-hmm. So, again, an amazing season. We were happy to walk away with that Valis Cup and had a fantastic final weekend.
I want to give you a couple of seconds to thank some people, your crew chief, Bill Valis, Sid Nye, and a few others. Give us some other names there that helped you achieve what you did this year.
For sure. So I wouldn't be able to do any of this without Franzak, which is FELDrives.com. They're a huge supporter of mine. Chris Bly has helped me from day one, and without him and his team and his company, I would not be able to show up to the racetrack every weekend. So I'm extremely grateful for them and many of my other sponsors and partners. Also, my girlfriend, Danielle, she's a huge supporter of mine. She's my crew chief on and off the track. So she's
you gotta have that.
She's been a huge supporter of mine, and I've had many people along the way, especially at the track. And without all of their help, I would definitely not be where I am today.
You pledged $1 for every lap you led this year, laps for muscular dystrophy. Any ideal total might be for the donation?
I haven't added the total up yet, but I'm actually thinking we might be around the $100 range, which is
perfect.
Pretty good when
yeah.
we have 25 to 30-minute races.
Absolutely,
so,
yep.
You know, I'm happy that I was one of the first ones involved, and now I see it to having 20 to 30 or however many drivers are now involved in it. So Brad's booked a great program, and I'm glad to keep helping him out and helping out Muscular Dystrophy Canada.
Tell us about your plans for 2017, Matt, coming back to defend and another crack at that F1200 thing?
we haven't sorted out the plans exactly yet.
Yep.
We're definitely going to be back running the Challenge Cup Series once again. That is a for sure. So we might play our hand at maybe doing a couple nationals down in the States.
Nice.
We haven't exactly figured out what that might be with an eventual goal in the future to do the SCCA runoff. That would be a goal. It won't be probably a goal next year, but within the next 2 to 3. So we're definitely going to start to prepare for that, but also still run at home in Canada, which is important because that's where my roots are and that's where, you know, so many people that have supported me over the way is. And I always want to support that series.
Well, listen, nice work this year, MG. Our Canadian drivers had an outstanding season in the development ranks, and your F1200 Formula V work is certainly a big part of that. Congrats from all of us along the Raceline Radio Network. Enjoy the off-season, and we'll connect again in the spring.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Eric.
There's 2016 F1200 Challenge Cup champion, FV1200 runner-up Matt Garwood on Raceline Radio. Canadian racing talent at this rung in the development ladder. Very solid indeed. All right, Lisa, let's work in that pit stop before we play a round of our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. And IMSA Porsche Challenge Cup sports car champion, Daniel Morad. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Danica Patrick, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Raceline Radio Network is Canada's national radio motorsport authority. I'm Eric Thomas. Check out my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns at Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. Don't forget our Sportsnet 590 The Fan Co. flagship, once again offering up another Subaru VIP experience to join us at the Canadian Rally Championship Rally of the Tall Pines. Your chance to win a couple of tickets to the Canadian North American Rally Round, the penultimate round, second last for those who don't know what that means, November 25 and 26. You'll win two nights accommodation, return ground transport from Toronto to Bancroft, plus a ride in a Subaru Rally Team Canada WRX STI, which is way cool. Enter for your chance to win in the fan club only at sportsnet.ca/590. Here we go again with our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. That's going as a companion contest, still rolling along. Your chance to win the grand prize pack in this thing. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. Have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into what we call the break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season in November, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of Subaru goodies. I got all the stuff from Subaru last week. It's sitting down in the room there in a box. There's some good stuff in there, I got to tell you. Oh, the old question we have to clear off the board, yes. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. That was our summer cruiser this year. I needed you to give me the peak horsepower of that motor and what RPM is it registered. The answer, 200 horsepower at 7,000 RPM. Most got it. Oh, a few people that didn't. We need a new question, though, don't we? So here it is. The 2017 Subaru WRX STI. That rocket ship. How long does it take this car in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top-rated speed? I'll ask it again, the 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take this car in stock configuration, nothing jazzy on the motor right off the lot, to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top-rated speed? Okay? Use eric@racelineradio.ca, eric@racelineradio.ca. To get your email entry in here. You spell Eric with a capital E, small K, never put a space between Raceline and Radio. Let us now go to the mailbag. Jordan Newell in Toronto, who listens Sunday nights on Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto. That's midnight. Of course, it's replayed at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings on The Fan in Toronto. And is also podcasted as well, so there's all kinds of ways of listening to the program. He wanted to weigh in on this Lewis Hamilton conspiracy. You know, the engine grenades in Malaysia, that's his fourth engine expiration. Lewis was very emotional, and understandably so. You don't want that to happen. He says, why are my engines blowing up? Somebody is sabotaging my motors. Somebody on the team doesn't want me to win a fourth championship. Well, Jordan wants to weigh in. He says, on this controversy, ET, not sure if I'm actually listening to an encore performance of the show, but if you're live, well, it doesn't matter as long as you're in there, buddy. I think the Hamilton conspiracy has already been disproved by the brand value Lewis brings to Merck. It's hundreds of millions of dollars more valuable than Nico's. Well, that may be true, but, you know, I think it's a little folly for anybody to really think that somebody inside that team, the Mercedes team, would purposely do something to Lewis's motors to get him to lose the championship. I mean, the Constructors' Championship, they just won their third in a row. Let us remember. Now, of course, they have not talked about it a lot, and the conspiracy thing has been discounted by Toto Wolff and Niki Lauda and a few others associated with the team. I didn't mean to say that it didn't happen. It's just that, you know, it's very, very unlikely that something like that, you know, would go down, because they want to get maximum constructors' points. And, you know, the value in terms of Mercedes, you don't want their engines blowing up. Of course, in Japan, it was nothing to do with the motor. It was a bearing that failed in the engine, and that happens. It just so happens that the bad luck cycles around to Lewis more often than it does Nico. But Nico's had his fair share of technical problems with the Mercedes power plant and the car this year. But I don't think anybody intentionally sabotaged Lewis's stuff. He was still cranky. I mean, he didn't even want to talk to the media. He walked out of the media conference in Japan after qualifying, and Nico pipped him for, as the British writers like to say, pipped him for the pole. He beat him for the pole and walked out, but didn't want to answer any questions about the engine conspiracy or any of this kind of stuff. So, you know, that's unfortunate. You know, Lewis, if he wants to pout, that's too bad. He's a very fiery guy, competitive guy, and if that's the way he handles it, that's the way he handles it, I suppose. Anyway, we need a new question. 2017 WRX STI. How long does it take this car in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top rated speed? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your email. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K. It is pit stop time again, Lisa. Then IMSA, Porsche Challenge Cup champ Daniel Morad. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ sports coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jacques Villeneuve. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Good to have you here. Yet another 2016 Canadian Racing Champion to tell you about. Had him on when he scored the Canadian Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup after being away from the sport for some 4 years. And he's back because he also took the IMSA Challenge Cup title as well. He also lets us in on early plans for an all-Canadian driver effort at next spring's 24 Hours of Daytona. He's back and we're glad. Daniel Morad on Raceline Radio. Dan, before we get into your accomplishments, it seems that as we get down to the bottom of some of these schedules, that the Canadian drivers, including yourself, have really come to the fore here. You've got Scott Maxwell doing what he's been doing, you know, with the Multimatic people, and Lance Stroll with F3, and, you know, looks like he may be heading to Formula One, and yourself. And I still think that Canadian drivers make up one of the largest and impactful international sports contingents this country has, and I think you would agree with that.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I took the decision to join sports car racing last year, and it's been the best move of my career to date. Finally I see, some sort of progression and an avenue where I can go and become a professional race car driver. And, yeah, it's great. I mean, I love where I'm at right now, especially being involved with the Porsche family. It's such a great brand, something I'm passionate about. And my team, Allegra Motorsports, they've been supporting me 100%. And Carlos De Quesada, the team owner, he's believed in me from the first moment that he met me. And, you know, Porsche Center Oakville has been a huge supporter of our program for the last 2 years. So, you know, hopefully we're going to continue a long-term program with these two guys.
But, Danny, my point being is this, that if you guys weren't talented, and I don't care what you're driving, if it's an open wheel, if it's a sports car, if it's a Porsche, it's an Audi, it's a Subaru, it doesn't matter, unless you guys have got the talent to get that thing applied and get it to victory lane, they're not going to look at you no matter what you want to drive, right?
Exactly. I mean, look at it across the board. Canadians, no matter where we are, any Canadian that has the ability or the opportunity to race at a competitive level, they're always at the front.
That's it.
So So it's just, I don't know what's in our water here, weather, I don't know what it is. And you know what's funny? It's when the going gets tough, when the conditions are challenging, that's when Canadians seem to always rise even higher to the top than anyone else. Is it a coincidence that it's sports car racing? I don't know. But, you know, whether it's open wheel, it doesn't matter. I mean, even Nicholas Latifi, a good friend of mine, in wet conditions over in Europe, he seems to do really well. But we obviously have a good ladder system. Ron Fellows has been massively involved in the junior ranks and starting in the grassroots level. And he's been a mentor to me. So, you know, guys like him giving Canadians opportunity, I think that's what really makes the difference.
Yeah, I remember stories like Conn Smythe, you know, the owner of the Leafs, saying, you know, in World War One and World War Two, they called the Canadian soldiers the Can-A-Dos because they get the job done. You know, and I remember talking to Emerson Fittipaldi, and he said to me, why does Canada have so many talents, you know? And it's, maybe it's the water, I don't know. But it makes this thing a lot easier when the Canadian drivers normally do very well. You don't have to look too far down the box score, you know, to see where their names are, you know.
Any Canadian out there is at the top of their game. Bruno Spengler and Robert Wickens in DTM, they're at the top. Scott Maxwell, Ron Fellows when he was driving.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle Marcelli now, Nicholas Latifi. I mean, he's had a tough year this year, but he's in GP2, and it's very competitive. Lance Stroll, he won Euro F3.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on. You won't see a Canadian that isn't really a champion or close to being a champion.
Even in bikes, you know, guys like Jordan Zoke going crazy. 2016 Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup champion and now IMSA North American Cup champion, our guest on Raceline Radio. When you won the Canadian side in the number 17 Porsche Center Oakville Allegra Motorsports Porsche 911, you said the next step, ET, is to go on and win the North American thing, and you did exactly that.
Yeah, I remember we chatted about a month ago, and maybe less than a month, and that was the plan. I think that so we had our closing party at Porsche Center Oakville with all the team and all the employees there, just to kind of acknowledge the accomplishment that we achieved this year in Canada. And also, I mean, we did compete against the Americans for two rounds. So we did Montreal Grand Prix and Watkins Glen. So, you know, we did have a little taste of what the American competition was like. And ironically enough, the top American series driver is a Canadian.
Yeah.
And he won. Best Lazar won the championship.
That's right.
So, I mean, we went over to the U.S. and we wanted to take all the trophies home. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. We got the biggest one of them all. And I don't know if you've seen on my social media.
Yes.
I posted on Twitter, you know, my trophy for the North American Cup. And that's the biggest trophy I've ever received in my life. I couldn't even bring it home.
I know. It's like
about 30 pounds.
It's like your own Borg Warner.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
And, you know, at the awards ceremony, I don't know if you saw the news, but Carlos De Quesada, the team owner of Allegra Motorsports, decided, and we've been talking all year, and I'm really involved with Carlos, and you know, I'm like a son to him, right? So he really looks at me, and he knows I'm strong on the business side and with opportunities. So he's always asked, what drivers do you think could drive with us if we did an endurance effort? And, you know, I've named a few, and I said, how cool would it be to have an all GT3 Cup lineup?
Yeah.
The champion.
That'd be good.
And he said, you know, that's a good idea. The only thing would be experience. And I said, you know what? Look at it, though. We have Jesse Lazar, champion in the U.S.
You got it.
Michael De Quesada, who's a Gold Cup champion in the U.S., 16 years old. And then myself winning the Canadian Championship and the North American Cup.
Yep.
For now, I mean, that's a pretty stout lineup.
That's a stacked lineup.
I said, you know what, that's a good idea, and he agreed. So the decision to announce it at the banquet that night, Jesse had no idea that he was going to be involved in it, and we got a GT3R. I think I mentioned that last time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So that's for the GT Daytona class, and Carlos said, yeah, let's do it. We're going to announce the 24-hour of Daytona lineup tonight. He got up there on stage, announced it, and you know, the rest is history. So
perfect.
I think that Jesse is a great talent, up-and-coming, 19-year-old driver.
Yep.
But for being 19, he's incredibly consistent and doesn't make mistakes. So that's what you need in endurance racing. Michael De Quesada, 16 years old. You know, this kid, last year, he was so shy, you know, making lots of mistakes on track.
Yeah, yeah.
This year, completely different man.
There you go. Grew
he's
up.
Really evolved into a man.
Good.
And he's a champion now. So myself, you know, being the oldest of the group, I'm just 26 though, still young. I'm looked at as the veteran. In
sure, the anchorman. Yeah.
For now, we haven't secured the entire lineup, but we're kind of sorting out all the details. We have a couple big sponsors on the table for to join us on this program.
Fabulous.
And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. It'll be my first Daytona 24, as it would be for as it will be for Jesse and Michael.
Well, that's fabulous, and I'm glad you took your time here on Raceline Radio to announce that this plan is coming together. That's fantastic. And remembering, you mentioned Ron Fellows and the success that guy has had, you know, at the 24 Hours of Daytona. He's an overall winner of the event, class winner of that event, so it sort of brings it all full circle, doesn't it?
And I've been talking to Ron quite a bit about all of this, and you know, funny enough, I was on Scott Maxwell's flight on the way home from Atlanta. I was on Ron's flight back home from Circuit of the Americas.
Nice.
So we actually sat beside each other, and the whole time we just chatted about this exact thing, like who he thought would be a good partner for us. And you know, some of the guys I raced against this year, you know, they're very quick, but, you know, in the Canadian series, but they lack the discipline and maturity that you need to be an endurance driver.
They'll get there, though. They'll get there, you know.
Yeah, they will for sure. They will for sure get there. But, you know, in terms of right now what we need, you know, we need someone that's consistent, that's going to be quick, that's a prerequisite, but
absolutely
not going to bring the car back in thousands of pieces. We need a car in one piece.
Yeah, you do.
And especially because it's a Porsche. It's so beautiful already. I don't want to scratch it up.
No. Dan, listen, thank you so much for these few minutes. I mean, we could go on and on here, but the clock is our enemy, as it usually is. Congratulations on the GT3 Championship and the IMSA North American Cup Champion and some exciting plans for the 24 Hours of Daytona in the spring. Well done in the comeback, my son. It couldn't have gone any better for you, and we're very, very thrilled about that. Thanks very kindly, and we'll stay in touch as we get into to the off-season.
All right. Thanks, Eric, and I'll let you know when new things start developing with our program.
2016 IMSA Porsche Challenge Cup champion Daniel Morad on Raceline Radio. How cool is that going to be? Morad anchoring an American team with an all-Canadian driver roster at the 24 Hours of Daytona in the spring. And you heard it here first, exclusively on Raceline Radio. And that's pretty good. All right, Lisa, that final pit stop to do. Then we're going to return to set up next week's show and more on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding, turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rusty Wallace. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Thomas, it's Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag is up there. Final lap for this week. So here's what we have planned for you for next week. One-on-one with the kid who just might be the next full-time Canadian driver in Formula One, Williams development pilot and F3 dominator, Montreal's Lance Stroll. Joseph Newgarden, the new face of Penske Racing. Joe and team manager Tim Sindrick tell us how that deal was put together. And we get a Super Dirt Week comment from now five-time Big Block Dirt Modified winner, Niagara on the Lakes' Stuart Friesen. Plus your entries and emails for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thank yous going out to Matt Garwood, Daniel Morad, Martin Truex Jr., and Joseph Newgarden. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Nick Politian for ops and pre and post production, and to our Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by the Subaru VRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.